Hello?
Hello, this is Kadriana calling back from customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just one second, please. I'm getting my medicine out. I'm about to get lost here when I'm laid out. One second, please.
Okay, if you can, while we do that, can you verify your zip code for me?
Well, let's see. My zip code is 41503. But what I'm concerned with is an item that went to 43040, ma'am. Because I noticed a charge came on my account from whatever it is, for like $67. From whatever, I can't look at it now. I can't remember what the charge said even. Anyway, I bought two drones for my kids, and they never told me they received them. So, hold on.
What's your first and last name?
Just a second, I'm swallowing, please. My name is James Michael Vance. I prefer to go as Michael. I don't use the James.
Okay, so is it in the name of Alex?
Yes, it would have been Alex to my son. Yes.
Okay, so give me one second. Okay, I'm getting the account pulled up, and
yeah.
I'll tell you what I see. Okay.
Okay, because I called this morning when I saw the charge came on my account to Amazing Value.
Uh huh.
And for $67.32. And
yes.
The gentleman that I spoke to this morning said that it showed that the package was left on the porch on November the 11th. And it's unlike it that my kids wouldn't let me know, since, you know, I'm divorced. I travel all the time, that they wouldn't let me know that they didn't receive an item. I'm letting you know they received the item, but the item that they said, it was a piece of junk. They said they would charge a drone, and it would, it's made out of cheap plastic, cheap everything. It might stay, fly for a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and that's it. Lose charge and plummet to the ground. So it's an inferior product for quality. I don't want to be charged for it. So I want a refund issued.
Okay, so let me get the account pulled up, and then we'll discuss it, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart. You still with me, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just getting the account pulled
up.
Okay,
it was just so quiet. It's usually not like that at all. And I thought my cell service out here is terrible, so.
Okay, so you said that you your kids called you and told you that the drone, it didn't work.
No, ma'am. What I did was this morning, this is the exact details that happened. I always wake up early, so at 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, I saw the charge of $67 on my account, approximately of $67.32. So I called the gentleman and asked, and the customer support agent indicated, I asked him if it had been shipped. Because my kids told me they haven't received it yet. And that's unusual that they receive something from me and don't let me know. So he was ready to ship another item, and I'm saying, no, don't ship anymore until I find out if they've received it or what the deal is, because I don't want to cheat you all or anything. So I called my kids this morning and talked to both of them. And they said, yes, Dad, you can plug it in. It'll charge. It'll fly for about a minute, maybe 2 minutes at the max, and that's it. And then plummet to the earth. So they indicated that it was very, very, very poor quality. So basically, it was a piece of crap. So they can't even use it, they can't even fly it in the house. If they fly it in the house, they say, it just does nothing. I mean, yeah. So I'm not paying for something that's that poor of a quality.
Okay, just give me a second, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and get everything canceled out for you, and I can see what I can do about the charges, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. I'm getting canceled out. I'm just consulting with my supervisor about the charge.
Thank you, ma'am. I don't complain unless it's really bad. So I took a chance and bought it, and next time I won't be doing that again. Because I knew it had to be something wrong. If my kids didn't call and say, "Hey, man, this is killer," there was something wrong. So I
Because
also
most
explained
kids
to them
love
that you
stuff like
shouldn't.
that.
That's right. So yeah, they said they love it, man, but they said it don't work. It don't fucking work is what he said to a 15-year-old. He said, "I love it, Dad, but it don't fucking work. It's a
I
piece of junk."
understand.
Yeah. He said it's a big paperweight is what it is what he said.
I hate that about him. Just give me 1 second, okay? I hate that happened for you guys. I'm gonna try my best to try to get you a refund. Just give me a minute. Okay, so what I can do is I can give you a full refund on the charge from the 14th of this month, okay?
Yeah,
I will
'cause
be refunding the 6732, okay?
okay, that'll be great. Then I don't even have to worry about it because I went ahead and called Synchrony Bank that I charged it on, and they said work it out with the merchant. If you can, you know, if you can't, then when the merchant, then when we see the credit show up from the merchant, then we'll remove their dispute. So it'll make it easier on them as well.
Okay, so did you already file the dispute?
Yes, I did.
Ah, okay, so I canceled the account. The thing.
Because nobody would call me back this morning. I called all morning since 7 o'clock.
Okay, so well, we have over 100 phone calls in the queue, sir. So we're a little bit busy today. So that's why we're just now getting to talk to you.
Okay.
But.
Well, this all just barely happened. So that was the exact words they told me to tell you. If you issue the charge back, then the dispute drops off.
Okay, but see, with that, they will have to uplift the dispute first because now it has in the account that it's already in chargeback status. So by it being in chargeback status, and if I refund the 6732 and then the chargeback status goes through, then that means the bank would have gave you another 6732.
No, they said that is not the truth. They said when they see the refund show up, then they will cancel that dispute status.
I really wish I could do it, sir. Hold on, maybe I'll let you just talk to my supervisor and let her explain it a little bit further.
Well,
And
then as
she
far as
did
I'm
give me
concerned,
the.
no, I didn't. Well.
It's in chargeback status right now. So, which means they've already filed the dispute. But by them filing it, it's like you've already in the process of getting a refund, if you get what I'm saying. So if I
I know
refund it
exactly what you're
now.
saying. I asked them that specifically, and they said if they told me do not call the merchant again. If the merchant calls you, this is what you tell them. So I told you exactly what they told me to tell you. Now I could have lied to you and told you it wasn't in chargeback status. But that's not me. I don't do that. I don't lie, manipulate, and steal. Just like I could have had another gentleman send me another two drones last night
That's
or this
correct.
morning, but I wouldn't do it. I'm honest. So, but no, it will not. It will not give me. Once that you issue the refund back, they said it will show up on their system, and then the dispute is canceled.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, I already have it in full effect that it's supposed to be fully refunded. Just give me a second and let me go ahead and clarify it with my supervisor so I can cover my end as well, okay? I
That is
totally
no
don't mind
problem. Let
giving you the I don't mind
yeah.
giving you the giving you the refund. I just, you know, I don't wanna cause
Honey,
any
don't get in
conflict.
trouble. Don't get in trouble. We want to cover everybody's tail. That's why I'm telling you this in such detail as well.
Okay, just
Okay,
give
I
me
want
one
to make
second,
sure we're
okay?
all on the same page, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right, give me one second. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and issue it to you. My supervisor did state that it's different protocols for different banks, so that just may be the way that your bank operate. So I'm gonna go ahead and send the refund over. You should see it, if not immediately, in the next 3 to 5 business days. I'm also gonna send you an email confirmation as well, So you can have that for your reference just in case, you know, it doesn't move as quick, and you can let your bank know that you already talked to us and that it's already okay. Back in fully refunded status, okay?
Because that's what my next call is going to be. As soon as you tell me that you're going to do it on your end, then I'm getting ready to call my bank and say, hey, they called back and told me they'll issue my credit back in 3 to 5 days. So, and I'll confirm with them that the dispute will then drop off or however that it works. But it's all through Synchrony Bank.
Okay, yes. So I sent you the email to jmvance64@yahoo.com, okay?
That's correct, sweetheart.
All right. I've sent it over to you. It's also back in fully refunded status, and I canceled out the account, so you won't have to worry about any other things going wrong, okay?
Okay, and then I'll call my bank back because I don't want to cause any problems. And yes, ma'am, I know it's Christmas time, so yes, it's very, very busy. So it was pretty weird that I called at 5 a.m. this morning and the gentleman picked up like on the first ring.
So he had to see, because we are a third party call center, so
yeah,
I'm not for sure if you talked to this one in particular, or if you probably talked to another one. Because I've been at work since 8.
All I did was dial
the 1-800 number.
The 855, whatever. I'd have to log back in again here. Hold on. Let me see what I called. I called 855-457-3119. And that's the same number that I called back earlier to get you, ma'am.
Okay. That is actually the first party. That's their 1-800 number. Ours is supposed to be 1-877, the direct call to us. We just do the callbacks
for
like
the
ones that
today, and now it's shit, and it's
it
all
comes
the calls
to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that makes sense. So they don't work on the weekends. They make you all make you be their flunkies.
Yeah, that's kind of how they got it going now.
Okay, so everything looks good. I've told you everything I know. Because I'm not one of these people that look for stuff, to cheat people on. And besides, what good is it to do to, it's not even worth to try to cheat someone out of $67.
Right.
Now, if it was $67,000 or
$670,000, that'd be a different story.
Even though I have morals, I wouldn't do it then. But the devil in me would still say, be on the shoulder saying, look, take the money. So no, it's not right, because I've been cheated with my business numerous times, and I don't like that. And how can I be mad at someone as being as nice as the first gentleman I talked to this morning, and you yourself, you're a sweetheart. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
You're nice people. You're not like most customer support people. And I can understand how customer support people would get frustrated because everybody that calls into you is angry and mad at something. So
yes.
They're taking all their frustrations out on you, and you didn't have a daggone thing to do with it.
Yes. That's why
that's
I try
right.
to
but,
let them know at the beginning
the
of the call that I'm just here to assist you with the account. I try to make situation a little bit better for you. Yeah, they don't.
People don't hear that, but the first person that picks up the phone is who they're going to unload on, and that's the way it's always been. I used to be like that too, and I had something that changed in my life and made me start treat people different. And so I'm not confrontational. When people want to be confrontational and all that stuff, I just turn around and walk away.
I don't do that shit either.
But now if you back me in the corner and I have no place to walk away from, I'll kick your ass. And I fight dirty. So I'll do whatever I do. I'm not going to start the fight, but I'm going to end it quickly. But today we're in good shape. If all makes sense to me, I'll see a refund in 3 to 5 days, and I'll let Sync Bank know that as well as a courtesy, because you're so nice to me, sweetheart.
Yes, sir, and I'm happy I was here to help. I also sent you an email as well, so it should be there too, okay?
Okay. Well,
all right.
It'll come through with my poor internet eventually.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and have a wonderful holiday, okay?
May I ask where the email will come from so I don't think it's spam or junk?
It might have went to your spam, but when it comes up, yeah, it's going to say email notification.
Did you need help with something?
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sent you back an email I sent your refund confirmation email to your email. Look, you can check in your spam or maybe your junk, and it should say refund notification.
Right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I see. I know you're not LinkedIn. I know you're not SoFi. Let's see if it went into the... Well, I don't see anything over there, so let me go over into what I would say the junk box and see if it went to the junk.
Okay, so I really wish I could stay on the phone with you just a tad bit longer, but
okay,
I can't.
No
so
problem. I
did
understand.
Send it to you, though, no. And I did give you the confirmation. Did I give you a confirmation code?
No, you didn't. So
okay,
let me
give you one real quick, and then we're going to end the call, okay?
Because I know you're limited to time. I know that, and I don't want to talk. I don't want anybody in trouble. I just want to solve our issue.
I totally understand.
Get the confirmation number. Okay, what is that, please?
C as in Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
263.
293. 293.
279.
279.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And it's for the amount of what, $67 and what,
32 cents.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. If today is the 12th and the 17th, and it'll be 3 to 5 days.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a blessed day. I really do appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and have a nice day.
Bye-bye.